that Christianity claims that we are sick from inside, not just some random footsteps that we make and we stumble. From inside, essentially, what it turns out is that we have to heal essentially through a vision of ourselves and a vision of how capable I am of that correction leads us to an area at last called spiritual life. It is called spiritual life. How important it is to know. And it is important, first of all, to know that this is the realm of spiritual life. Not when we enter the wrong area of culture, art, music, architecture, theater, literature. Then we're just swimming in spirituality. No, no, that's not where spirituality is. This is where it is. And through this vision of ourselves, we really enter the field of spiritual life. And Christianity says that here, behind this pestilence that I see in myself, there lies a precious box in which is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Not that it is, but here it is. The way to it is here. And the way to it is what? Not in the achievement of countless knowledge, but in the struggle with ourselves, in compulsion of ourselves, in repentance of one's sins, in prayer. In the right prayer, in the wrong prayer, one can go crazy. When we hear the recommendation, pray, it sounds very good, but if you don't know how to pray, it is very dangerous. It turns out that in repentance, in compulsion of oneself, in correct prayer, here is the world, which is called spiritual life. And it is only beginning to be open to a person. It is a spiritual world. You have to find the way in yourself, not somewhere. Here, on the one hand, the abyss of my damage and painfulness opens up inside me. And on the other hand, the abyss of God's love immediately opens up. The abyss of God's love, a proper spiritual life, reveals two things to us at once. The first reveals what Peter Damascus said, a sign of the beginning health of the soul is the vision of its sinfulness. Because we don't see anything. I have always seen that I'm a good person. I have no doubt that I'm a very good person. It turns out that the first sign is a vision of your sin. The second one immediately reveals that it turns out that the sincere desire to reform, to repent, attracts God, who is love. This love concerns the person. The human being feels this love, feels his help, and his spiritual life begins. It is just the beginning. This is what a Christian should know, first of all. You see, this is only the beginning, only the first step. How important it is to mark it all in your consciousness. How it is necessary to know, it is, it, first of all, what does one need to know? You need to know that there is a limit to my being. I have to make sure and understand that Christianity, orthodoxy, is the truth. It really is the truth. It turns out I need to see myself, and through the vision of myself, through understanding of myself, to turn from all my soul to God, as the drowning man screams and calls to everyone to be saved, then the man finds himself on the path of healing. What is salvation? A word which we constantly hear. It is healing. It is the same as in our bodily illnesses. Oh, he saved me? Well, what did he do? He gave me this, this and that. There was nothing anyone could do. And here he is, the doctor. He gave me the means. How grateful I am to him. This is what happens in the human soul. This healing brings a human being benefits that many people don't know about. We don't even know what the state of love is. Well, some romance that we've heard of, that we once experienced, and that's all. We don't know what it is, Christian love. We don't know what the word of the soul is. We don't know what freedom from human opinion is. We don't know about it all. We don't know anything. We keep thinking about how they're gonna think of us, what they're gonna think of us, how we are connected to everyone. Poor people. Remember, like Griboyedov, God, what will Princess Maria Alexeyevna say? Well, at least she is a princess, and here, a man acquires freedom, independence, and not swagger, no arbitrariness when he behaves provocatively. No, it is the freedom of the right human life.